Chapter 26, Wall of Protection. The world has closed their ears to the word. They follow false doctrines and teachings they've heard. God's people speak the truth, but their words hit walls. Some are eye level, while some reach 20 feet tall. More ammunition is needed to penetrate the surface. God works on the inside, but the condition worsens. The builder labors in vain, adding more bricks to the wall. He works even harder to make sure his protection won't fall. The people look in awe as they gaze into the sky. There seems to be no limit to this vain labor up high. Some people try to climb the wall to reach the other side. They get so far and give up because the builder continues to hide. He paces on the other side, heavy with bitterness and regrets. He admires his accomplishment and the hurt he temporarily forgets. Revenge sets in, and the wall grows to an astounding height. Bitterness rises, and he starts to build with all his might. One day he realizes he can't continue to stay behind this wall. But when he tries to get rid of the wall, it's too strong and tall. He hears people talking, but the faces he can't see. He hears them talk about God. Now he wants to believe. He wasted most of his life building a wall in vain. His wall of protection is now a curse. So what did he gain? Selah. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Mark 11:25. Words of the wise. Forgiveness means that you do not hold others responsible for your experiences. From the Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav.